Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, come all ye faithful, praise God. Come unto the Lord with thanksgiving and an attitude of gratitude. We bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. That's my desire, to be in a place where I can praise him in the midst of the storm with his sun shining, and let the sun, the S-O-N, the J-E-S-U-S, shine through, regardless of whether the sun, S-U-N, is shining outside or not. Praise God that we have our faith and our trust in the Lord, that we can be vessels as unto his honor. The only way to do that is walking in his truth and walking in his obedience with submission, glory to God, and commitment to his will. Welcome to the Block Talk Radio Divine Connection, where the Spirit of the Lord has been moving tremendously, marvelous, in a phenomenal way through these vessels for this gospel revival. Not just another time to say we was in the presence of the Lord, but truly in the presence of the Lord to hear what the Spirit of the Lord had to say. And as he's saying and speaking, allowing it to penetrate through our spirits to work out some things that are not like him in us, to make us stronger. Glory to God. Let it be a spiritual laxative. Glory to God, to get out all that toxin out of our vessels. And sometimes we don't even really know that we need one until certain things occur. Oh, praise the Lord. But thank God, every day we ought to let the word work us and let us get to a place, nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. To hear his voice, be led by his spirit, and obey that he says. Don't let it be said, you did run well, you did eat, or what did hinder you, or who did hinder you. Praise the Lord. The day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. We praise God again for the vessels he already used and the one he's going to use tonight, none other than Pastor Betty Pugh, and also the servant of the Lord, Minister Black, glory to God, out of Connecticut, and my sister is out of, glory to God, Columbia, South Carolina. We thank God for no matter where our location is, the main thing is of the spiritual location that we are in him and what we are doing for him, glory to God, that's going to make the difference and what's going to last. Praise the Lord. So can't be on a part-time basis because he said, glory to God. He don't want those, glory to God, that say, glory to God, they praise me with your lips, but your heart be far from me. He want to be to the point that no matter what, I hear your voice. I'm striving with anything in me, everything in me to do what you call me to do. And I tell you, the word this week has been bringing us awareness, is bringing conviction, bringing truth, to bring us to a place of enlightenment, bring us to a point, glory to God, of repentance. Ah, it's so marvelous about when people seek the face of the Lord, bring a message, and realize they don't just bring it, glory to God, for a body, but also can be a partaker and hear the Spirit of the Lord as they speak. What are you saying to me, Lord? Praise God. I'm excited and ecstatic and just been on a spiritual journey and high, but I don't want to just go up, glory to God, holler like and be like a aquacessor and then it just fizz right out. I want this thing to carry us over into the new year with a determination not to have a resolution, but glory to God, have some transformation, glory to God, and not being conformed anymore to the world system or my flesh. And I'm praying that that's your desire, to become a disciple for Christ, to let him work some things out in us. Glory to God. For those that are just coming on and for the first time on, welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise the Lord with the powerful prayer warriors on every Monday night at 7 o'clock of praying consistently, not potato chips, hot dog, praying the word of God and truth and with the manifestation of different healing and deliverance and enlightenment and correction and whatever God is saying to us, also with the word on second and fourth Sunday. And if you desire to go back and listen to any of the episodes, if you missed any of the service for this revival, praise God, because people work, and then sometimes people have their selective who they want to hear. We shouldn't be in the Bible. We should be open to hear the word of God or through anyone that God. But then sometimes people have other things or other issues or have other services. But if you have any of these situations where you just hadn't heard or just hearing about it, you can always go back to www.blogtalkradio.com/, and we spell divine for the ministry, D as in David, E as in eagle, Divine Connection. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/ Divine Connection, and you can go back and listen to the episodes of the past of the week or any other times that the services have been going on. But we thank you again for being here. Glory to God to hear the Spirit of the Lord through the Word, taking your time not, glory to God, to be open, because God has some things He want to speak to us, and no matter what our title is or our position is, they don't care nothing about your title. You've been in the faith 30 years, 40 years, I can say 20 years. All He's looking for is an avenue to get in to ride, and when He get in, He's going to drive. So help us, glory to God, to be in that place, Lord, to put Him to flight, put this flesh under subjection, bind it, cancel it, and come into alignment with what your words say. It's going to be a little tough times once in a while, but He said in His word, for the transgressor is hard. But He said, my commandments are not grievous. That's enough exhortation for tonight. We got enough people online now for the woman of God to bring forth the word. We do not waste time, praise God, and just give ample time for exhortation so that way we can be able to have, glory to God, the enough people online so that way she can, each minister can start. So we're in a good place. It's 7:06. Bless the Lord. We have our scripture reading, glory to God, coming from Mother McCormick, evangelist, and we'll have our prayer coming from Prophet Anum. One, glory to God, out of North Carolina, and the other one out of Arkansas. As we pray tonight, too, for those people that are in, that have gone through this horrific storm of this tornado, that God will bless and heal and deliver and comfort and encourage those that have been hit by such a devastating situation, that God just bless, and only God can go in those places where those people are hurting and loss of loved ones and different things, and comfort and strengthen, and also bless those that are there for the first, glory to God, responders and everyone else, and their government and the president and all of that will make provisions to help those, glory to God, in those situations. And even if it's someone online that has family or know friends or someone else, we ask the Lord to continue to bless on their behalf as well. Praise God. We're going to open the lines now for our scripture reading for Mother McCormick.
Are you ready?
Okay, Mother. Okay, you there?
Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you.
Okay. All right. Praise the Lord, each and every one on tonight. We're going to give you two scriptures, but first I honor my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and Pastor Hub on tonight, and the pastor that's going to speak the word, Pastor Betty. And the scripture will come from Romans, the 10th chapter, in the 17th verse, and it reads, so then faith cometh. Let me go ahead and do this again. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then we're going to go to Jeremiah the 33 chapter, and the third verse, and it reads, call upon me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So I have read Romans 10:17 and Jeremiah 33:3. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God for being here on tonight. As well as others, Lord God, that are here to hear the word of God. Lord God, as we touch and agree along with what Pastor Hubbard just prayed and spoke out for those, Father, that have been impacted by this tornado and all others, God, who are on the phone that may have family, friends, loved ones, or church members, Lord God, that may have also been impacted. I pray, Lord God, that you touch their hearts in the name of Jesus and for people to be healed and delivered and rescued in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I come before you now, and I'm asking, Lord God, that you touch Pastor Betty Pugh, Lord God, as she comes forward, Lord God, to bring forth the word of God. I pray, Lord God, that you will open up her spirit man even the more. And, Lord God, that she'll be able to speak, God, what you have called for her to speak on tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we bind and curse distractions, Lord God, that will try to come up against us at this time or any technical difficulties, Father. We pray, Lord God, that for all of us, God, who will be listening, Lord God, to receive the word on tonight, God, that our spirit man, God, will be open to hear what you have to say unto us in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, that we take this word and that we apply it, Lord God, and that we grow from it in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I'm praying, God, for anyone, God, whose heart may be heavy, God, just even just hearing about what has taken place on last night, God, with all that's gone on with the tornadoes or any other thing, God, that may be taking place in their home or church, or Father, I pray, Lord God, that we cast all of our cares back unto you in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, that you give us peace now in the name of Jesus, even in the midst of it all. And I pray, Lord God, that you continue to get the glory. I pray, God, against headaches and sicknesses or anything, Lord God, that will come in against our body, Lord God, that will try to keep us, God, from hindering, keep us, God, from being able to hear, God, what you have to say to the church on tonight. And we thank and praise you, Lord God, for everything that you're about to do, everything that you have done in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, in advance, God, for just your great and mighty work to take place in our lives, in each and every one of us, as well as collectively in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We bless the Lord and govern ourselves according to scripture and even in the prayer. We thank God as we are getting ready now for the woman of God prior to her coming on. This vessel that God has blessed and anointed. Praise the Lord. I've known her for quite some years. Bless the Lord. We're cousins, but we thank God for the anointing and the transformation that's that she's gone forth and how God has blessed and taken her to these different levels and rounds of the anointing for teaching and preaching the word. So I'm going to let none other than a vessel that has, well, I can't say he's known her long as I have, because we were cousins, and praise God, then this young man that came out of her loins that would be so gracious to introduce her tonight, praise God, but he has grown up to know the life of his mother and the vessel that's been transformed into the image of Christ to do a work for the Lord. So what better way to have none other than her own son, LaMondre, well, Teron Pugh, praise the Lord, to introduce his mom tonight. We'll talk about him a little later in life. Glory to God, a vessel that is a minister of the gospel that God is using greatly in the earth realm now, but we'll talk about him later. But at this time, we have the lines open for Minister Teron Pugh to introduce none other than his mother, Pastor Betty Pugh. And in the meantime, once he has introduced her, we're going to have a solo by one of the members of the ministry, glory to God, Sister Cassandra, to minister. Then the next voice that you will hear will be the messenger breaking the bread of life. Hold on and hold out and listen. Open, take off your seatbelts and get ready for, glory to God, a great teaching, ministering the word. Praise God. So at this time, we're going to open, the line is open for you, Minister Teron, so that way you can take the floor now.
Amen. Well, first of all, giving honor to the Most High God, to Prophetess B.J. Hubbard and the Divine Connection Prayer Warriors, and to whom all honor is due. Tonight, I stand in this place to introduce my mother, Pastor Betty Marie Pugh. Pastor Betty is a native of Columbia, South Carolina, where she attended the University of South Carolina, focusing her studies on early childhood development. And as she grew up, her parents, Nathaniel and Ada Knight, along with her large extended family, always realized that she was a person who was full of passion. And at an early age, she passionately stood up for what she believed was right. And she used her voice to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. She was indeed a spark. And she instilled that same passion in her two children, myself and my sister, Lolita Pinckney. But something changed in Pastor Betty, and that's when she received the Holy Ghost. That spark became a great flame, and that passion that everyone saw connected with purpose. And today, she is a servant of the Most High God with a no-nonsense approach to the gospel, who is committed to advancing the kingdom of God in power and in truth. And it is my duty and it is my honor to present to you the pastor of Warriors of Truth Ministry and my mother, Pastor Betty M. Pugh. Please receive what God has for you on tonight.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty, yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He is wonderful. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He is wonderful. Hallelujah, all praises be to the King of Kings and the Lord our God, He is wonderful. All praises be to the King of Kings and the Lord our God. He is wonderful. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He is wonderful. Hallelujah. 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 He is wonderful. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, honor and power, He is wonderful. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, honor and power, He is wonderful. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, honor and power, He is wonderful.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. Glory to the Most High God. Hallelujah, for He is wonderful. I give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this evening. I thank God for where I stand right now. Hallelujah, in His presence. Hallelujah, in the midst of you all. I thank God for Minister BJ. I especially thank God for Cassandra and my baby boy, Teron. Teron, you made me feel like I need to come out of the corner ready to fight, bouncing like the bouncers do, the boxers do when they're coming out of their corner, because you know what? It's time for us to tear Satan's kingdom down. Hallelujah, as I listen to the song, because the Lord, my God, He is wonderful. He is marvelous. He is everything. He reigns. Hallelujah. He's almighty. He's all-powerful, and He's my Father, which is in heaven, and His Spirit lives deep within me. Hallelujah, and with that Spirit within me, I can do all things. Woo! Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I pray, Father, tonight as I sit and I listen, and all week long from the time Minister BJ told me that she wanted me to do this, I was trying to come up with a theme for myself from the title that she gave us. What are you doing to change the atmosphere for Jesus? And I pondered and I pondered and I pondered, and I started to write. And I started to write, and each time I write, I'd have to write something else. And when I write that, the Holy Ghost would lead me to something else. Then I write that, he would lead me to something else. So when I got all these papers in front of me, I said, oh, my God, Holy Ghost, you're going to do it for my spirit, because there's no way I can read all of this that I've written. So tonight I'm going to honor God with his word from his spirit which lives inside of me. What are we going to do to change the atmosphere for Jesus? That's where I'm coming from. Now, atmosphere, we can say it's our surroundings. We can say what our surroundings is made of. It could be the atmosphere of our hearts, that's in our hearts, the atmosphere of our mind, the atmosphere of our region, wherever we are, the atmosphere that we're within. Hallelujah. Now, when I'm saying us, I'm talking about us, children of the Most High God, those of us that are filled with this spirit, those of us where he rule and reign over our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When I meditate on us and the atmosphere that we're in, let me tell you this. I'm going to push all them papers aside. I got them laid out on my bed in the order that I think they're going to come with little tidbits of notes. But let me tell you this. Hallelujah. And this is what the Holy Ghost is putting in my spirit. Satan has his little imps spread it all throughout the world. You heard about California being the capital for homosexuality, and Chicago is the murder capital, because the spirit of the devils is there, and they rule and reign there. You know, all over in South Carolina here, one time we were the top number. I can't remember what it was, but my daughter was telling me that we were in the top five, I believe, for the cases of HIV, sexual disease, transmitted disease, because of fornication, you know, sin. So there was a demon here for that, and there's a demon there for this. Well, God has us in the earth, and we're his ambassadors. So wherever we are, we should rule and reign over that region. We each have an assignment, and we represent God in whatever area we're in. Just like Satan is representing in his areas with them spirits, we represent where we are. We can pray for somebody in Egypt, but we can't see what's going on in Egypt. We say a prayer, but we can see what's going on around us, and we can call those spirits by name. And we're supposed to bring them subject to us, not become subject to them. The Bible says in Romans that we are not to be conformed to this world, but we are to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And our minds is renewed as we get to know the Lord Jesus, because he's the one that's introducing us to God. This is the one that God sent to us here on earth to restore us back unto him. So once we get to know Jesus, and it's a progressive thing, because the more we take him in, because the Bible says that he has already given us all that pertains to life, hallelujah, and godliness. So the Holy Spirit lives within us, but we have to feed that Holy Spirit. And we feed the Holy Spirit with the Holy Spirit. Isn't that something? With the word of God. And as we feed off of the word of God, we get to know him. The Bible says, seek ye first his kingdom. Well, when you seek the kingdom, you're going to seek the key. And as we feed from seeking, when we go after him, he does a work in us, a supernatural work in us. And it builds us up, and we begin to mature and grow in him. And as we mature and grow in him, we learn his mind. Because once we become believers, we receive the mind of Christ. I got that scripture here. Glory to the Most High God. But it says who are we to instruct him? The only way we can instruct him is to know his mind. And once we know the mind of God, we know his purposes. We know how he's leading us. And once we know how he's leading us, we know his purpose. We'll know how to put in check where we are. Glory to the Most High God. It's something when you know what you got to do, when you're guessing what you got to do. But when you know what you got to do, you go in head first, sure what you got to do. You may be a little bit timid. You may not be so very sure of yourself. But you go into it anyhow. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight, I think. I think this is what God is leading me, that we need to be more sure of ourselves in him. And that is how we're going to change the atmosphere. Because he's already given us everything that we need that's pertaining to life and godliness. God's word never changes. His word is true. It was true way back when, at the beginning, in the garden, before Adam fell, when he fell, and even now. It's the same word that changes not. It's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. We believe the word of God. We believe God. We believe that Jesus is the Son of God. That's why we got saved. That's how we got saved. We had to first believe. We had to believe it and confess it. For us to change the atmosphere, we're going to have to believe it and confess it. So now, because God's word doesn't change, it's not going to fail us. We got to come to that place where we believe the Spirit of the Holy Ghost that lives inside of us. We got to believe that it's real here. We have all that we need. I was telling our folks on Saturday that we have like nuclear power inside of us. And we throwing those little things that I can remember my mama buying me, these little pop things that you throw them and you hit the pavement and they go pop. That's how we operate. But that little pop, when we got a whole nuclear bomb living inside of us, the same Spirit that called Jesus, that had him to rise from the dead, the same Spirit that took him back to heaven, the same Spirit that we are filled with right now, it's already there. We got all we need. We just have to believe us. It's us that's keeping God from raising somebody from the dead, giving sight back to the blind. We know that he can do it because he's done it before. I remember Pastor Claire is a pastor, a bishop here in Columbia, South Carolina. And he said his mother was a godly woman. Say his friends and the people that lived in the street that she lived in used to call her a witch. She said when the drug dealers came and was selling drugs from the corner, say every day mother went and stood on that corner and she prayed. That's all she did. She just stood there and she prayed. And by one, the ones that didn't come to her and got saved, they left the neighborhood. Because of the power that reigned inside of her, because she believed that she could do it because of the Spirit that lived within inside of her. We have to believe. We have to come to a place where we trust that we are who he says that we are in order for the atmosphere to change. Now, for us, we have different levels of faith for us. The Bible says, faith the size of a mustard seed, and we can say to yonder mountain, move. It didn't say a truckload of faith. It says faith the size of a mustard seed. So what that's telling me is he's already given me that measure of faith. All I got to do is act upon it. Now, we can have faith to say, oh, my goodness, my car, my gas tank. So, Lord, I'm believing you to get me to the gas station before I run out. And you believe God's going to take you there. But if somebody called you and said, you know what, you overlooked the bill and it's overdue and you got to have $2,500 into my office this afternoon or whatever's going to take place, first thing we do is panic. Well, that's a natural thing. We're in the flesh. But just like we believe God to get us to that gas station, we need to believe God to fulfill that $2,500 debt. Whether he put the money in our hands or touch the people's heart or however, we got to believe that it's going to be all right. And through our faith, it is a we whatever we believe God for, he's going to do it for us. First of all, we got his mind, so we're not going to ask for anything out of his will. So when we ask and believe, and he's going to do it, the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please him. So I'm telling you something else, too. And I'm getting to this. I'm a little bit ahead of myself, but it's okay. I don't believe that we can change the atmosphere for some of us until we ourselves change. The word of God says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So we have to think that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. We have to think that great is he that's within me than he that's in this world. We got to think that he with us is more than the whole world against us. We got to think these things because our thoughts become reality. And when we think that way, and I mean when we sincerely think that way and factor with God's word and study God's word and pray and believe, that it will manifest in us. We are children of the Most High God. We are kingdom citizens. We live by kingdom principles, but we have to study and seek after him to learn what those principles are. And I'm telling you, when you see God, something miraculously happens inside of us. Because the day we got saved, we're not like we were then. We have grown because we ate of the word. We learned of him. Glory to the Most High God. When I look at this world today, and everything is almost against the will of God. You got gun violence. And I'm not talking about this all over the world, but right here in our state, in our cities, in our communities. You got gun violence. You got sex trafficking of children. Suicides are on the rise. Drug dealing and abusing drugs still. You know, and they're making it so attractive. And let me tell you something. The enemy is attracting our young people. If you look at things that are out there that's not holy or godly, it's colorful, it's pretty, it's scandalous. And for some reason, because the eye sees, it's attractive, especially to our little people. It seems as if less is more now. The flesh is on display now in every way it can, from the cutout shoulders to the belly dresses and skirts or whatnot. And I like fashion. Don't get me wrong. I am very fashionable. But I'm not wearing what they call the booty shorts. And I'm not going to allow my daughter to wear the booty shorts. But this is a thing in the world now where whatever goes. And I'm not going to get on that what you should and what you shouldn't wear because Holy Spirit lets you know. But I'm just saying the way of the world, the domestic violence, defunding the police, taking away law and order, and I said defunding, taking the money that it takes for them to get all that they need to protect us. Corruption in government, the dollar bill is still a master. We got false prophets. God's word being misused or done away with completely. It is your thing. Do what you want to do. I remember an old song from way back then. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. And that seems to be the theme for the world today. Whatever opposes the will and the way of God is right. And when we as believers say, you know what, we are not about that, we are called judgmental and prejudiced. You know, even now, we have a young lady in the ministry that teaches high school. And there's this young girl in her class. Now, we're talking about maybe a 15, 16, 17-year-old young girl. And she says she's not a witch, but she got tarot cards. And they're gifts without repentance. And she uses that gift in the classroom. But she doesn't believe in God like we believe in God. So she brought the tarot cards. So now the young woman that's the teacher, she knows that this goes against the will of God, what she's doing. So, but the devil is bold. So we've been praying against it, and it has come down. Now, that demon had the audacity to ask the lady, "Are you afraid? Are you afraid?" Because she told her to put the tarot cards away. "Are you afraid?" That's the devil. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but these are the things that our children are dealing with. On the TV, they turn it on. Picture psychic reading. The man said, "She told me things about myself. I never talked to her before. She called names out." It's an attraction of the devil. How would we change that atmosphere? What would we do to change that atmosphere? Because now the end of time is here. The tornadoes, the storms, the deadly pestilence, COVID-19, walls and rumors of walls, all these are signs that Jesus is soon to return. Satan is doing his part. Look around me. All these things are happening because he knows that the Lord Jesus is soon to return. So how are we going to change this atmosphere? We're going to change this atmosphere through continued prayer. The 10 lepers, they heard that Jesus was coming through. They couldn't come near him, so they had to cry out loud, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." That's what we're going to have to do. And they were far off because they were unclean. So they couldn't get but so close because of the leprosy. So he told them to go and show yourself to the priest. And the scripture says, as they went, they were healed. So we have to cry out and believe God. And as we cry out and what we are crying out for, we have to go and act for what we're asking for. And I'm believing as the lepers went, they were here. I believe our cries will be answered as we go. But we have to believe that as we pray. Sometimes we say, pray the same prayer over and over and never say, "Lord, I thank you for doing this." or we'll ask him to do it and then say thank you, and then we'll come back and ask him again the same thing. And say, and it's okay to remind the Lord Jesus, but it has to come a time where we say, Lord God, whatever the need is, Father God, I thank you, and I believe, and then you act upon it. That's faith. That's faith. That is what faith is. Faith without works is dead. We have to start believing that God hears our prayers and he acts us. He answers our prayers. The Bible says to give him good pleasure to bless us. And I'm not just talking about the material thing. I'm talking about changing the atmosphere. Whatever situation that we're in, changing the atmosphere. We are his ambassadors here. As Jesus is, as Jesus was when he was here, so are we to be today here. He says that he got to go away, but greater works we should do. But he's going to send a comforter, a counselor, our encourager, a standby, a peace. The Holy Ghost is everything we need. We can go to him in prayer. He's our comforter. He lifts burdens from our shoulders because he's the Spirit of the living God. When the Israelites was enslaved in Egypt, they were there for 400 years. God said their cries had come unto him, and he could see their oppression. God sees what's going on today. He hears our cries. Now, Moses didn't have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost had to come upon Moses, but he sent Moses. There's a whole heap of Moseses out here today because we are filled with that spirit, his spirit, the Spirit of the living God. And we can go into places. There was a sister here. She said they had a prison ministry. So when she go there, even if nobody comes forth and say anything, the anointing that's on their lives will destroy the yokes. We may not always see the manifestation of what we're asking for, but we got to believe because of who we are. When we walk in, the atmosphere going to change, especially when we're walking up right before the Father. So we need to act like it. We don't cower down. We don't be conformed to the world. We be transformed. And as we transform, others will be transformed also. But we can't be ABC on Sunday and DEFG on Wednesday. We got to stay. We got to be consistent in our prayer life. Because prayer does change things. The Bible says that we have to pray without ceasing. We have to pray for one another, especially for those that's of the household of faith, it says. Glory to the Most High God. I feel it's been winding down, y'all, now. But I give God the honor and the glory, for I will say this, in changing the atmosphere, a change must come in us. And that change is that we must trust and believe God with our whole heart. And when we come before God, we just don't come before God just to say a prayer, but to pray from a pure place in our heart, with a sincere prayer. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Of the righteous availeth much. And I tell you this too, none of us are perfect. The Bible says a good man will fall down 7 times, but he gets up. We repent and we keep going because you know what? We got a Father that arms stay stretched out before us. He's there always willing and able. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. He's a very present help, period, because where I am, he is, because he lives within me. I pray that I've said something tonight that somebody can grasp hold on. If nothing else, trust God and trust the God that's within you. Trust that spirit that's in your inner man, that inner man that's inside of you. Trust him. Rely on him. Have confidence in him. And watch what he does for you. But you must also believe you, who he says, what he says about you. That's what's going to really activate your faith because you know he's there. So once you believe what he says about you, go walk in it. I can remember when my daughter was a little girl. Lolita is still a very pretty girl. Yes, she is. I'll say it. She mine. And I would get her dressed, and I would put her in the mirror, and I'd tell her, you're so pretty. Look at you. She just smiled and looked at herself from side to side. And she always still got big, pretty eyes. And she would bat her eyes and look up because she believed what I said when she looked in the mirror because she saw it. That's how we got to be. When we look in the mirror, we ought to see what God says about us. And we ought to act upon it. That's how we're going to change the atmosphere, through Holy Spirit and believing our Father. When he says that we are more than a conqueror, I am more than a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror. And we got to remember this, that we must bring our thoughts that's not of him subject. Because if not, the enemy will play a trick on your mind and set up strongholds and have you doubting not the God that lives in you, because he don't have to get you to doubt God. He can cause you to doubt yourself. And if you start doubting yourself, you're going to automatically think, well, I'm not worthy. God ain't going to do nothing for me. So learn who you are in God. Believe who he says you are. Act like who he says you are. Walk in authority because you've been given authority. Display your power because we've been given power. And trust and believe God with all your heart. I'm done. I hope something I said been a blessing to you. Father God, I thank you for this time. I thank you for just having your way with me. I thank you, Lord God, for rebuking and binding the enemy. I thank you, Lord God, that we are here. We're here to serve you, to worship you. Father God, I pray that you stir up our inner man even the more so, Father God, that you open up our understanding even the more so, Father God, that you give us a greater hunger and thirst for you even the more so, because we need that intimate, personal relationship with you. This is how we get to know you. This is how we get to know your mind and your purpose for us in the regions that we're in, what you would have for us to do where we stand right now. I pray for every household that's represented on this line tonight. And I, too, pray for those people that are in Kentucky and the other, I think it was five or other states that was affected by this tornado. We just don't know from day to day. We have to stay covered under the blood. We have to pray your protection and pray that your walls encamp around us. And thank you for the angels that you have assigned to us, Father. I just bless your name tonight. Have your way continuously in the midst of us, Father God. Bless this ministry, Father. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. I'm done, Minister BJ.
Glory to God. You're through already? Good God, this has been
great.
Praise God for the word, for the anointing. Oh, praise God. I tell you, this has been marvelous and wonderful. I tell you, it was power-packed with the authority of the word of the anointing. To have a great impact on our lives from what you said. I know we're going to have remarks, but right now we want to make sure while the anointing is flowing, anyone that has any prayer requests, we got to believe to receive. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can't afford to let the devil trick us. Know who you are. Amen. And then, just like you said, having that faith and display what God has said to you. Praise God. Amen. This has been wonderful, powerful word. I'm just sharing just a couple of minutes. It'll take time to open. We've got a lot of people online to open all the lines, and I pray God's blessings upon you. Praise God as God continue to bless and use you for his glory, and that you yield and allow the Spirit of the Lord to have free reign to do what he wanted to do through you. Praise God. Bless the Lord. So anyone have prayer requests right now, we want to make those come forth quickly and allow the woman of God to pray, and we'll be in agreement with her. As the Lord bless some of you, if you're speaking, the line's not all the way open. I'm just letting you know anyone now can go ahead and make the request while the other lines are being opened. We have quite a few people online, so I'm still opening lines. Anyone have a prayer request? You can make a statement now. Bless the Lord.
Praise God. Thank God for the word of God that was spoken. I'm asking prayer for a lady named Lillian Myers. She found out that cancer has returned back in the same place. I think they said she just finished chemo, but getting ready to start radiation. So we can just lift her up for prayer again. She's also a believer. A prayer for healing as well in Jesus' name.
Pastor Betty?
Yes. Oh, I thought maybe somebody else. Right now, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I come before you standing in the gap for Ms. Lillian Myers. Alicia says that cancer has returned. That means that it went away. So if it went away one time, Father God, you can take it away completely again. We pray that you cleanse her body of this cancer, Father. We know that it's not of you. Give our sister what she needs to go through with this cancer, with this round of cancer and the rounds of treatment that she has. We cancel the assignment of the enemy. She should live and not die. She should live and not die and fulfill the purpose that you have for her life, Father God. I pray that you be with her family. We rebuke and bind the spirit of fear. We come against the attack of the enemy on her family, on their hearts, and on their minds, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I ask that you send ministering angels to encourage this sister. In the name of Jesus, we call her whole. Whole in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, I'd like to have a prayer for Alonzo Harris. And I was diagnosed with cancer. And I'm doing great with it. Prayer from the Lord and prayer from everyone that helped me. And my sister, Pastor Sims, she said, mm-hmm. I've been on a prayer list for a long time, and I'd like to have prayer for my family, my daughter, and my wife, and all my children, and anyone in this household is standing in the need of prayer. I'd like to have a prayer for them tonight, please. And
amen. Mr. Harris?
Yes, ma'am.
Give God the glory. You need to praise him right where you are right now for what he's already done.
Yes, ma'am. I'm
grateful. You're doing quite well.
I praise him.
Yeah, you give him the honor and you give him the glory. And those, your family members that have seen what you've gone through and see where God brought you from and see you praising him and giving him the glory, healing going to take place in your family also. It's going to draw them closer unto the Lord Jesus. So you believe God and you thank God for what he's brought you from, because that's what he wants. He wants you to
God
thank him, and you know
God.
What, the more we praise him, sir?
Yes, and the more we praise him, and the more I praise him, the better he is for me. He helps
amen.
Me through everything, and he's brought me
yes,
a mighty, mighty long way. I could tell you a story, but he brought me a mighty long way.
Can you give him the honor
and
the
glory? I'd like to give thanks. I'd like to give thanks for
amen.
Him tonight and every night and all the time.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very
yes,
much.
Sir. You're so welcome. And we love Mother Sims.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
We know she's been
that's
praying
my
for you.
Holy sister.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank
God
you.
Bless you. You continue to give him the honor
God
and the
God bless you.
And
yes,
live
ma'am.
A life that's pleasing before him. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else?
I'm going to talk real quick. This is Carmelita. If
yes,
you can just speak, me and my family, I'm at work right now, so I'm going to speak quickly. Just keep Novant Ortho, our hospital floor, in prayer constantly. The nurses, the patients, our CNAs, there's a lot of traffic that goes in and out, but just keep them lifted and for healing. And also just also for it's called the Atrium Transition Clinic for the good work they are doing there. I prepare, but just the different challenges. There's too many to name just for the EV family. Just keep us lifted in prayer. And I know those who have already prayed, I appreciate the prayers, but just continue to keep us lifted, and we appreciate it.
Amen. Amen. We do pray one for the other, because this is what the Lord asks us to do. He said, especially for those that's of the household of prayer. And when we pray these prayers, we have to believe God. And we thank him regardless of what it looks like, what it sounds like, and sometimes even what it smells like. We have to continue to give God the glory. We have to continue to praise his name, because just like the wind don't blow the same way all the time, changes come.
changes come. And if you're going and you're in good health and you're moving about, give God the glory. The word say many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers us from each and every one of them. Amen. So we have to believe God's word and trust him and go on through anyhow. We have to keep it moving. The song say, onward Christian soldiers. So we have to keep it moving and believe it and trust God. We have to be steadfast, unmovable. Keep holding on and trusting and believing God, because it is. And victory is always in victory is always in him. Let me put it that way.
Hallelujah.
The battle is already won.
Amen.
Anyone else? You know, sometimes us being people of God just need to be encouraged. And just remember, the Bible says we're supposed to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Sometimes we can just praise our way through situations. I've done it before. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to share this with y'all. My son that was online, that's a blessed boy. My child was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy at the age of 18 months. They told me my baby wouldn't live to be 5 years old, and if he did, he'd be a vegetable. My baby is 48 this year, 48 years old. He's completely wheelchair confined. He has his own apartment. He lives by himself. He has health care aides that come in. He has caregivers that come in to assist him with everything, everything. And I'm not talking, I'm going to talk about me now, but I'm about to draw you a picture. My son went to college. My son has been all over the United States traveling and speaking. And now because of COVID, he can't get out and speak. His voice is heard all over the world. He's spoken to people in Africa. I'm talking about big businesses and companies like Pfizer and the United Nations. His voice is heard all over the world. He can't use his hands other than on a mouse and his wheelchair. But let me say this. God is strengthening his body again. I give God the glory for that. He can't walk, but he can talk. Y'all heard him. Let me tell you, my child lives by himself because he chooses to. He lives in a nice neighborhood over in Harbison. And talk about me now. When I lay me down to sleep at night, this is my baby. Don't you know I have to trust God? Don't you know I have to, when I pray that prayer, that Lord, I thank you for the angels that are encamped around him. When I say, Lord God, I know no harm or danger going to come upon him. I have to believe that prayer so I can have a peace of mind. Because if anything was to happen to Ron, can't get about that bed by himself. So I got to believe that God is honoring my prayer. I have to believe that no harm or danger going to come to my child while he's in that apartment. I have to believe that there are angels dispatched all around and about him so I can have a peace of mind, because that's my baby. So I can sleep at night. So I can be about my father's business. I had to give my child back to God and put him in his care. So I give God the glory. When I'm not telling y'all this is something I read, or I want y'all to believe this, I'm telling you what I'm living. My daughter has been with me all of her life, other than her married life. We meet her, still talking, saw each other every day, getting ready to leave her mom and go to California. But you know what I had to say? Father, you're the same God in California than you're right here in South Carolina.
Amen.
So I give God the glory for who he is, and I'm still growing in the Lord. He's teaching me how to settle. Just like I said to you all, I have to take charge of this temple where the Holy Ghost lives in and bring my flesh subject and let it know that now you belong to God. You were bought with a price, so flesh, you got to come subject. And I got to trust that I am who God says I am in him, that I can do what he says that I can do, and I can live with a peace of mind. He says many are going to be my afflictions, but he's going to deliver me out of each and every one of them. So I got to believe that. I got to walk in that. Even when my knees are knocking, I got to believe God.
Amen.
Who else are we going to hope in?
Come on.
Look at the world. Nothing.
Amen.
He's our everything for real. We sing that song. You are my everything. You are my all. You are my everything, both great and small. We better believe it. We can know all the scriptures. We can pray the longest prayers.
We can do everything. We can have the right sound and everything else. But if you don't believe God and trust it, you ain't got nothing.
Amen.
Nothing.
That's real.
Glory, glory, glory. I said I was done. Jesus.
Oh, when the Holy Spirit finished, that's when you finished. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It's marvelous.
I just want us to know, because this is a crucial time for us as saints of God now. It's time for us to shine. We crying for revival. We're it. I'm serious. The greater works are now. And it's not just for some of us, it's for all of us. Because he said, once we receive the Holy Ghost, these signs shall follow.
Jesus.
Glory.
Exercise. Thank you, Jesus.
Try it out.
Hallelujah.
Ah, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the Lord. Glory to God.
Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We bless the Lord for you and thank God for the power of his word and the anointing. Amen. I heard Mother Alexander's voice just now, so I want to definitely praise God. Anyone else that have any remarks, but since I heard her in the background just now, just why the Lord was blessing you, giving your testimony, I'll have her go ahead and start it off, glory to God, with any remarks. And anyone else, after that, you can jump in. Praise God. Mother Alexander.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Pastor Pugh. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Each and every one of us that know the Lord is supposed to have that power in us. And I listen to you bringing out that power. All I could say is, thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because that's what the children of God are supposed to remember. We are not of this world. Something you said that I jump for joy because that's what we're supposed to be. Remember, we are not of this world, baby. We's in it, but we's not of it. We're supposed to have the authority, dominion, the power that God gave us. And I thank God. Thank God for the revival. That's the greatest that ever speak today because revival is what we need today. So I thank God for the revival that Pastor Hubbard put on. Thank God for it. And I pray and hope that each and every one of us must take our position and stand, man. Don't fear nothing of this world because of who we are. I thank you, Pastor Pugh. Thank God.
I bless you, Mother.
To let you stand faithful, powerful. The world should not have authority over a child of God. Amen.
Amen, Mother. Thank you, Mother. God bless you.
We'll find my brother's line because I think he fell asleep. Let me see. I just pray for him because he's going to be. Let's praise God.
God be with him, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. Anyone else with any more remarks? We want you to go ahead and do it. Give you about a minute or two each one. Praise the Lord. So that way, then we have remarks from Pastor Betty. But right now, you have the opportunity to share how the Lord blessed or encouraged the woman of God for the word that came forth. Amen. It was certainly powerful.
Hallelujah. High praises to God for Pastor Betty. Now, I love everybody. I strive to love everybody with the love of Christ. But this lady has a special place in my heart. We met some years ago at Pastor Burton's church, and she may not know it, but I pray for her all the time. She and Sister Janet. And I just pray to the Lord for that message that she gave tonight. And it was in my spirit when she was talking about, I took a lot of notes, but this one just hung to me. Say, we have to know who we are in Christ. And that's a lot of our problems. We don't know who we are in Christ. And the 139th Psalm tells us just how Christ feels about us. And if he feels about us, we need to get on board and start. Now, this doesn't mean you get the big head. This means
Amen.
That you depend on him
Amen.
For your blessings and the Spirit of God that will move in you if you allow him. Because she said the word of God never changes. So be sure that he is with us and in us. and his word never changes. So it was just a beautiful, just a lot of gold nuggets all over the place. Thank you so much. God bless you. Live long and prosper.
God bless you, mother.
Praise,
I love you too.
I wonder if brother, Little Teron, not Little Teron, Lord Jesus, a full grown man, has Minister Teron already left the line?
He may have, because his caregiver came in at 7. By,
oh, okay, then that might have been him 6:28
yeah.
Now. Okay, then. We should have called, I mean, I was hoping that he would have time, but I think he left before the mark came, though, when he was finishing up. But anyway, anyone else that have some remarks tonight? You have that liberty.
Yes, I would like to say thank you to my pastor. That word was just so awesome.
Yes, it was
just so much in there that all I can say is hallelujah. I just was in here just praising God, and it just made your spirit just leap with the passion and the compassion
yes.
and the love and everything that's loaded into this. This was a power-packed word. And it was, at one point, I just put my pencil down because I just wanted to receive it in my spirit. Not just for me to be able to read and to regurgitate, but I wanted to receive it all in me. And what really blessed me, Pastor, was on Friday morning when you called me, I was like, oh, I got to write down this word. You were saying the same thing that God was giving me that yesterday morning about just the word being not just trusting ourselves, because with the word that's in us, trusting the God in us, trusting him completely. That's what, you know, it's not just about just, oh, yeah, I got the word, I believe it, you know, in our mind, but he's already put it in us. So we have to trust ourselves with that word. And that's what he was, and so that blessed me so much, because just yesterday morning, I said, and I don't write a lot, but that more, when you called me, I said, oh, I just got a word, and I was, that's exactly how you said it, almost verbatim. Is what I could flip my page to try and find where I wrote it down. But thank you so much. I pray God blessings on you, multiply, cover you, and just continue to use you mightily. I pray he pours back into you 10 times 10-fold of what you pour out to us tonight, because that is that a revival. Like you said, I feel it in the name of Jesus. I love you, I love you, I love you. And I pray God continue to use you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Janet. I love you too.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Cassie Cassandra. I just want to say I know that that was a word from her belly, from Pastor Betty's belly, because she erupted with that. I mean, she came out, it was so, like Janet said, it was so power-packed. And not only did I hear, could I hear that word, but I could feel it. And that's that passion that Teron was talking about earlier, that passion. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the encouragement that came forth on this evening. I'm grateful for the word. And what it does is just makes you ready to, as she said, act upon it. It's like a fire when she's bringing it forth. So, no, I'm ready to be more than just a hearer of that word, but be a doer of that word. So I thank you for that word, Pastor.
Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you, Cassie, and thank you, too. I love you, my dear.
Love you.
Mother McCormick, you there?
Good morning, everyone.
Go ahead.
Yes. Oh, somebody.
Oh, go ahead. Whoever was speaking, go ahead. She can come after
okay.
you. Go ahead.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I was just sitting here waiting. I tell you, Pastor Betty, I just thank God for you. I like I say, I never met you, but I just thank God for your concern for how you, even when you had me on your heart to call me that other day, that was just a blessing. And I thank God for it. And I thank God for that word, how you were saying, we need to be more sure of him. We need to be more sure of Jesus, the things that he do for us, and how we can just know that the Holy Spirit, that we have to feed it by that word. You know, it's just like we have a computer and you want to pull up something, you got to put something in it before you can just come out of it. And so that's where it is. We have to continue to feed feed the Holy Spirit with this word, that we could be able to have this word in us, that we'll be able to know how to, not just like the sister just said a while ago, we don't want to just be a hearer of the word, but we want to do what the word say. So I just thank God
Amen.
For you, Pastor Betty. And I could just feel the, like you say, the power in you. I could feel the joy that you have in you, because it's like I said, the joy of the Lord give you strength. And so I just thank
Amen.
God. I thank God for the part. There was another part I had read. Let me get it together. We got to believe we have the Holy Spirit in us. You know, we got to believe that we got it all. If we are born
Amen.
Again, we got it all. We got it all. But we just got to believe we got it. Just like you said, we just got to believe. That's all it takes, to believe. We just got to have and trust Him that He's able to bring us through the situation. So as I say that to what you have said, but I take hold to that myself. That how you were talking about your son, that you gotta just trust God that when he's there, he's there by himself, which he ain't there by himself because God is there with him. And so
we just can't
be places where our children is. And we just got to believe God's going to work things out for us. We just can't just keep worried about it. We just got to learn how to give it to Him. So I'm working on that situation on myself, you know. So because I just thank God for that word on tonight. So just continue to pray for you, that God will continue to bless you and continue to take you through the situation that you're going through, because you is a powerful woman of God. Praise God for you.
Oh, God bless you, Mother. God bless you. I love you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Love you, too.
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise Him.
And thank the Lord. I'm so grateful. This is Evangelist Moultrie, and I truly enjoyed the word coming forth from Pastor Betty tonight. I really am grateful to the Lord in experiencing the maturity in watching Pastor Betty as she grew up in the admonition of the Lord and grew in the word, and now she's a pastor, and God has done powerful things in her life, and that I'm so grateful, and for the word tonight, and especially the area where she said the territorial spirits, that we can take authority over those spirits and not allow them to go any further. That was a powerful thought tonight. So, Pastor Betty, you be encouraged, and also Prophetess BJ, be encouraged. You all are doing a marvelous work in the Lord, and I'm so proud of you. God bless you in Jesus' name.
God bless you, too. That means a lot coming from you. This is
Praise God,
which is my cousin. God
yes.
bless her. She watched
Amen.
The world.
That too,
the good, the bad, and the ugly.
don't please. Thank God.
Look
when people
what
can
the Lord can do. God is a good God.
Yes, thank God. When they can witness the transformation and glorify the Lord with us for us. Glory to God. Oh, transforming us into His image even the more. Thank God for you.
Amen.
And enjoyed that word through you the other night, too. We're still talking about it. Nevertheless, anyone else?
Yes.
Okay, praise God. Well, anyway, since we've had all our remarks, we have quite a few people on the line still yet about out of the 20-something on, we still have 19 on, and thank God for the ones that have responded, had to hang up and still there. So I just want to thank God. So much was already spoken, and I thank God for my sister bringing that word out to Evangelist Elder Bernita when she was just saying about that territory authority, but just everything about the trust and go over to God and really believing and having faith. So I'm not going to go back over because Lord knows I will be talking to her later, but I just love how God just prove Himself and do that exceedingly abundantly above more than we can think or ask. And even that also what you used that analogy with your daughter, as Mother had said earlier, that was something else to say how we just got to rest and trust and believe and not be frantic and frustrated. And it takes us off course, and we cannot change the atmosphere if we're walking in fear and torment and this, that, and the other. Where is our faith? And we can only be having it on a portion. God wants us full and whole in every way. But nevertheless, I bless the Lord. As I said, so many things has already been spoken, and there's all many, so many nuggets in there. So at the time now, we're going to let none other than our speaker of the hour, the messenger, the breaking the bread of life, and I'm telling you, every night it's been breaking bread, and it's up to us to come to the table and eat it and digest it, not regurgitate it back out, and let God do the work in us to accomplish the mission that he assigned. Oh, Shabba, Kurambai, Yilaramamoshe, on this, oh, Baba, Sheikha, on this journey. So not just to be a hero tonight and last night and the night before, and glory to God, pack it back, and then don't end up, we end up, glory to God, just getting whatever. We praise God for a toxin coming out and the anointing of the freshening in there of God just reviving. You, oh, glory to God. I'm just full and thanking God for what he's been doing every night, preparing ourselves for tomorrow night. We're getting ready to have remarks from my sister because, you know, I'm a talker. I can always fill up so much more that was been said all through the night already, and also what has already been said. So I'm going to release this mic back over to none other than our own speaker of the hour, Pastor Betty. Proud of you. Thank God for that word and how you just yield over and allow the Spirit to take full reign. Even though you studied and studied and studied, nevertheless, you're so open to let the Spirit of the Lord, however you want to take me, Lord, that's what I want to do, hear your voice and move accordingly, because God knows what all of us need. And so I thank God when people are determined, you know, God's will be done, not to do because I got this and I got this and I don't never want it to be. As he fills us up, he's going to use it for another time. But all that he gave you for tonight, it was needed. So we bless God for you. At this time, Pastor Betty, glory to God, we'll hear from you.
Praise God. I thank each of you for listening, and I thank each of you for your prayers. Continue to pray for me. I've been in a pastor now for 6-7 years, I believe it is. And he's been teaching me every step of the way, like old school. he's been teaching me every step of the way. I didn't have anybody to just fall back on as he was teaching and bringing me. But he told me that our ministry, the ministry wouldn't be traditional, and it's not. It's not at all. He said he was going to go in the church and pull out a church. And he has. And I praise God for what he's done in the midst of us. I thank God for each of you. I love you all dearly. I tell Minister BJ I go to bed with the chickens. So it's my bedtime. It's my bedtime. But I thank God for who he is in my life. And I thank God for Holy Spirit. And I praise him for an obedient spirit. I give him honor and I give him glory. And I thank you, those that made comments, I thank you all for the comments you made. I just ask that you continue to pray God's perfect will in my life. And those that are still on the line that was listening that didn't make comments, I pray that you receive something from this word tonight. We're not perfect, but we're striving towards perfection. And God wants us to be willing. He wants us to get to know him. And we don't have to be perfect. Once we get to know him, the spirit that lives within us will lead and guide us the way that he would have us to go. So I just pray God's perfect and direct will for each of us. Minister BJ, God bless you. I thank you for this opportunity because truly it's a blessing. It is a blessing to be used by God. It's a blessing. And let me tell you, it's not easy when you're seeking God for a word, when you're allowing the Holy Ghost to use you, when you want to give what the Holy Ghost is giving you and not what you want to give of yourself. So I just praise God for who he is, for being real in our lives. And I thank him that this is an avenue for each and every one of us. Even though we can't all go out like before, but look how we can come together online. There is a way, and I give God the glory, and I thank each of you. God bless you.
Praise God. We thank God for you, Pastor Betty. Pray God continue blessings upon you, that he continue to use you greatly for the ministry and for, glory to God, the outreach and what he's going to do in you and through you and for you. Praise God. We thank God again for everyone that's already been here tonight and all the nights that you have came on, and we got one more night, glory to God, with Minister Robert Black. Praise the Lord. Continue to keep him lifted up before the Lord. Out in Connecticut, he's going through a little bit of a challenge right now, but glory to God, we believe it. The fire of the anointing, that man going to manifest like never before. Praise God, even tomorrow night. So we have one more night, which is Sunday, which is the 12th Glory to God, as I said, Minister Black out of Connecticut that will be bringing the word. Again, I thank God for every night that the Lord has blessed. Glory to God from Pastor Terry. Glory to God, Pastor Moultrie, Evangelist Moore. Glory to God for Pastor Bird. Praise God for my sister out of Florida, Pastor Alexander, Pastor Betty, and now Minister Black. Glory to God. We're thanking God. Glory to God for a mighty move of God and how he blessed every night and all the prayers that have been going forth, no technical difficulties or anything like that. But we thanking God and we'll pray that it continues to be so and that God bless each household and abundance and overflow spiritually first. And then, glory to God, the blessings in the natural and the monetary and however increase and help us to be a blessing, to spread the gospel. And also as we spread the gospel and do what God requires, even when he wants us to bless in our giving of our time or our finances and whatever else, that we are not shut up our bowels against our brother, but be led by the Spirit. Trust him like we never trusted him before. Rest in him like we never rested in him before. Walk in his word like never before. Walk in your authority. Walk, glory to God, with the peace. Walk, glory to God, with the assurance. Glory to God. And keep looking up to him and not get caught up in the arm of flesh. In the name of Jesus, we bless God because we don't want no pawns that are going to be perpetrating the fraud. And glory to God and a part-time love of him. Glory to God. We end up being a POW or we're being an MIA missing in action or killed in action. Help us to stand fast, hold fast, and trust the Lord. Keep seeking his face. I bless the Lord for what he's already done, and we bind Satan up and take authority, as the pastor said, to those demonic forces and those regions and those places and things, glory to God, even in us, need to take authority over in me so we can have that intimacy with God. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's enough, but I am excited about Jesus. And remember that he has a plan. He said he declares the Lord. That plan is for good and not for evil, to bless us and to prosper us and give us an expected end with a future. Hold on that he'll work things for our good if we just rest and trust in him. Thank God again for you. Pray for our families and those people that had prayer requests and continue to lift those up, and we're just believing God for greater things. Bless the Lord. I love you. Praise God for you. Continue to keep us in prayer, myself as well, and we just appreciate what God has done. Prayer warriors, I thank you for being online every night as you possibly can, the ones that pray every Monday night. And there are some of you all that desire to join with us on some occasions. Glory to God. They pray the word. They don't pray about nothing. Come and see how you doing, how your mama doing, how your daddy doing. What you ate today? We come in praying with the word and seeing results, glory to God, the manifestation of God. And as we draw the desire more for him, as he catapults over into the new year with transformation, glory to God, and to take on what he said to even do better. But I thank God, glory to God, for them, and every second and fourth Sunday we have ministry going on. But this is the time, God, they do revival. We love you. God bless you. Be encouraged. Be blessed. Pray and continue for each one, each other, even for the enemies. Pray for them. And God help us to do right by them. We're doing it as God say. Amen. And let God manifest his vengeance and his love. We love you. Thank you. I love you. Have a good night. Shalom, shalom. Be blessed. Be encouraged. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Blessing. Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Praise him.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise.
Worship and adore him. Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Know that nobody can do it like Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Speak his word, not the situation. Hallelujah. Anything we meditate on more than God becomes an idol. Let God be first in our lives.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.